I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 8th. One person was injured in a one-car crash on the expressway in Quincy early this morning that caused some huge traffic backups. Happened on 93 South at the Furnace Brook Parkway exit at 5:30 a.m. and caused major delays in both directions. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital. There were several other minor crashes on the northbound side of the highway, and the HOV lane was also damaged in that crash and was unable to be opened during the morning commute, causing some major delays. There were 15 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 179 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate is just over 3%, and there have been 150 deaths. Quincy is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map. There are growing concerns over the Weymouth Compressor Station after the third unplanned release of natural gas since September. Enbridge, the company that runs the station, said the venting on Tuesday was done safely and the community was not impacted. The $100 million compressor was built to pump natural gas through Weymouth into Maine and Canada. It officially went online in January after neighbors spent years protesting the project, citing health and safety risks. Representative Stephen Lynch said compressors like the one in Weymouth are usually built in rural communities, not densely populated areas. In a statement, Lynch said, "We don't think it needs to be in this place. We think the siting process was flawed. All of the communities have been asking to have the plant shut down," and he agrees it is the safest thing that can be done to have the plant closed. Senator Elizabeth Warren also weighed in on the compressor, asking in a tweet how many accidents need to occur before the federal government shuts down the environmental and safety nightmare. A Massachusetts middle school gym teacher accused in a lawsuit of raping a student years ago has been fired. Duxbury School Superintendent John Antonucci said during a school committee meeting this week that Duxbury Middle School teacher John Blake was fired effective April 1st after an internal investigation. Blake, who was also the varsity boys hockey coach at Duxbury High School for nearly two decades, was placed on administrative leave in November after a couple alleged that he sexually assaulted their son while he was in middle school in the mid-2000s. Joseph and Melissa Foley filed the $1 million lawsuit against Blake and the school district last week. Their son, Joseph Parker Foley, died of an accidental drug overdose last October at age 27. Antonucci said police have received more than a dozen anonymous tips about Blake's alleged behavior, but no criminal charges have been filed. Blake has denied the allegations. His lawyer, Kevin Reddington, said Blake passed a polygraph test on Monday. One person was killed when a car slammed into a utility pole and split it in half in Milton early yesterday morning. This happened on Route 138 near Blue Hill Avenue and Canton Avenue at about 3:30 a.m. The driver, a 39-year-old man, was ejected from the vehicle after the crash and pronounced dead at the scene. Milton police said the driver hit two utility poles, both of which snapped in half and caused power lines to go down. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office said speed is being investigated as a factor. The victim's identity was not released. Starting soon, the Massachusetts vaccine pre-registration system will expand beyond the state's mass vaccination sites. Governor Baker said the two regional health collaboratives would be the first new sites added to the system since it launched. Those are the Amherst-Northampton site and Marshfield Regional Collaboratives. The governor said those sites will be available soon for individuals who sign up through the state system, but did not provide a specific date. Since it launched, 1.5 million people have pre-registered with the state's system. Baker said roughly 800,000 of those had received notifications about available appointments. Also, Baker announcing the state's system will soon be updated to allow users to select their preferred vaccination site when users are contacted for their turn. The plan changes come in addition to a modification Baker announced. He said users who have already pre-registered will soon be able to update their registration to include new qualifying health conditions that can be considered during the phase. The governor got his first dose of a vaccine Tuesday at the Heinz Convention Center. The governor said he wants to focus on getting shots in arms rather than the possibility of requiring people to use a COVID vaccine passport. Baker was asked about the potential that people could be required to prove that they've received their COVID vaccine. He said vaccine passport discussions are creating a barrier before people have even had a chance to be eligible. Massachusetts residents 55 and older and people with one eligible health condition became available to receive the COVID vaccine on Monday. Starting April 19th, the vaccine will be available to everyone 16 and older. Emerson College will prohibit in-person student activities for at least the next week amid a spike in COVID-19 cases on campus. 26 members of Emerson's community tested positive for the virus last week. The new policy bans all in-person gatherings, including athletics, through at least the end of the day on April 14th. The fitness center will also be closed for the next week. Students should only leave their residences to attend classes, study in the library in a socially distanced manner, pick up food, exercise outdoors, seek medical care, or COVID testing, or to get to and from work. Upperclassmen who might already live with their friends and are used to college living seem more willing to sacrifice for a greater good. Seniors especially hope this week of increased safety measures will allow for at least somewhat of a normal end to their school year. If you have lost a loved one to COVID-19, you can apply to be reimbursed for funeral expenses, according to Secretary of State Bill Galvin. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, will reimburse funeral expenses up to $9,000 for anyone who lost someone to COVID-19 after January 20th of 2020. Galvin said people can visit his website for more information on how to apply. The president of Mass General Hospital said he plans to step down after 18 years at the helm of one of the top hospitals in the country. 63-year-old Dr. Peter Slavin announcing his plans in an email to staff. He will stay on until the hospital's parent company, Mass General Brigham, selects a successor. He did not announce any future plans. During his tenure that started in 2003, the hospital has had some major accomplishments, opening multiple buildings and being home to a Nobel Prize winner. The hospital has also been involved in several tragedies, treating victims of the 2003 Rhode Island nightclub fire and the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. President Biden preparing to unveil a series of executive actions aimed at addressing gun violence, delivering his first major action on gun control since taking office. Today, Biden will also nominate David Chipman, a former federal agent and advisor at the gun control group Giffords, to be director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Biden has faced increasing pressure to act on gun control after a spate of mass shootings across the country in recent weeks. But the White House has repeatedly emphasized the need for legislative action on guns. While the House passed a background check bill last month, gun control measures face slim prospects in an evenly divided Senate, where Republicans remain near unified against most proposals. Without coming right out and saying it, President Biden seems ready to let lapse a May 1st deadline for completing a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Biden has inched so close to the deadline that his indecision amounts almost to a decision to put off, at least for a number of months, a pullout of the remaining 2,500 troops and continue supporting the Afghan military at the risk of a Taliban backlash. Alarmed by a rise in online anti-Semitism during the pandemic, coupled with studies indicating younger generations lack even basic knowledge of the Nazi genocide, Holocaust survivors are taking to social media to share their experience of how hate speech paved the way for mass murder. With short video messages recounting their stories, participants in the It Started With Words campaign hope to educate people about how the Nazis embarked on an insidious campaign to dehumanize and marginalize Jews years before death camps were established to carry out murder on an industrial scale. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 16 points, the NASDAQ fell 9, the S&P rose by 6. World shares mostly higher, the dollar slipped, the euro rose, oil at $59 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat New York 101-99. Red Sox over the Rays 9-2. They'll be in Baltimore at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And the Bruins take on the Capitals in Washington tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today: some sunshine returning with highs into the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 45. Tomorrow, clouds and sun, high around 60 degrees. For Saturday, partly cloudy and mild with a high near 70. Maybe a shower Sunday, high 52. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. A light wind out of the north-northeast and a high tide at 9:45 a.m. Sunrise at 6:14, set at 7:17. So again, partly sunny, mid-50s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 8th.